Hi everybody, I'm Granny Nanny, and no matter what, y'all gonna hear my name everywhere because I'm just that fucking good. You may hear it in your bedroom with your husband, you may hear it with your girlfriend, you may even hear it on the street at the corner at the bus stop. It don't fucking matter. You hear it on the radio, freak, and I like being freaky. There's nothing wrong with being freaky. I like to fuck man, I like to fuck women, dogs, it don't matter. I am Granny Nanny. I like sex, I like dick, and that's what it is. Now my husband Billy, he don't approve of it, but he like the same thing. He talking about settle down this and settle. I'll be there. I'm not settling down nowhere. Not I, because I fuck all of them. Yes, I will. I am Granny. Now, here go Billy. Billy, are you doing all right?
I'm doing all right, Granny.
Pick your motherfucking voice up, nigga. You tougher than that shit. We all talking to these people here, and you want to act all shy and scary as you pick your motherfucking voice up.
I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but you better lower your motherfucking tongue, bitch.
Hold on. We on the motherfucking radio, nigga. You don't call me no bitch out here.
Bitch, you better learn to respect me then, ho.
Nigga, fuck you and the motherfucking horse you rode in on, okay? Now, I do this motherfucker by myself,
but bitch, do it by yourself then. I don't give a fuck. God damn it, I don't give a fuck. God damn it, I ain't want to come up here anyway. I want to home my weed.
Damn, I hate that nigga. I hate him. Oh, I hate that nigga. He better be lucky he got some good dick, boy. The head good in the motherfucker.
I know that's why you like me so much.
You sure right about that, baby. You sure right about that. But back on the real subject here. The thing is, me and Billy, we've been having problems.
No, bitch, you been having problems your motherfucking self.
Me and Billy been having problems.
You can tell what you want to tell. I know what it is.
We been having problems, motherfucker. Now shut the fuck up before I put you in the motherfucking coochie lock. Put your head right here. Get go hump. Oh, I'm going to turn me on. Oh, Granny. What Granny be getting it in? So we been having a lot of problems lately. And it just been breaking old Granny down. Granny can't rock it like she used to. It don't get as wet as it used to. Why hell, I don't know.
Cause your punk ass getting old.
Shut up, Billy. Shut up. I'm having a moment. I'm having a motherfucking moment. Now let me have my moment. So, it's been kind of rough for old Granny lately. Granny been having to use the KY. I told the young girls I'd never use it. Bitch, you're gonna have to use it somehow because that shit there is dry damn mud. But shut up! Shut up! It is serious to me. I'm not playing, Billy. You just don't get in it like you used to.
Cause that motherfucker be dry as a motherfucker. What you think I'm supposed to do? Get to right there and just do what I wanna do. Shut up!
Let me do me. I'll let you do you, nigga. But you better do me later.
Bitch in that dry pussy think I'm supposed to get some ass. She got me. But
what you say, nigga? Don't whisper. Don't whisper, nigga. Like I was saying, I'm a little sensitive, but it's okay. I think it's menopause. Granny's 63. Granny got old, y'all, but I can't even work the pole like I used to. Young guys don't come tip me like they used to.
Cause you old, bitch.
Shut up, Billy. I'm just my last motherfucking time telling you, nigga. I'm gonna come over and I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck you up. You ain't getting none of this pussy. You want some pussy? Do you want some pussy, nigga? But shut up. Now back to what I was saying.
Y'all know what? Maybe Billy was right. Maybe old Granny is getting a little old. Maybe I just can't do it like I used to, baby. Maybe my stroke is slowing down. Is it slowing down, Billy? That motherfucker is gone. Not slowing down. It's gone, bitch. This motherfucker got one more time to call me out my motherfucking name. I'm going, ooh, no. I hate you, Billy. You're the reason I'm like this. I'm supposed to be fucking till I'm 90. Fucking till I'm 90.
Bitch, you should have thought when you were 20.
I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna kill it. Lord help me. Take my good gone, bitch. I want to leave anyway. Oh, I can't stand it. Okay, y'all. Let me get myself together, please. Like I was saying, maybe Granny ain't got it like she used to, but that's another story. I'm going to talk about something else because I want to get off this list because this motherfucker done pissed me all the way off. I'm going to talk about how I used to be. I used to be the baddest, the sexiest motherfucker walking. Ooh, I ain't even made around the corner yet and turning heads. I'm still up the street, goddammit, 3 blocks away around the motherfucking corner. And that's your husband looking at me, nigga. That's your husband. They got mad at old Granny. Granny used to do a lot of things. I used to have this position called the Dang-a-Lang Swain. That was a bad motherfucker. Couldn't nobody stand that one now. Every time I got on that thing and I done that move and spent around and woo, I done that. That nigga paid me an extra $20. Now, I wasn't no cheap hoe now. I'm not saying that, y'all. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that extra $20, I needed that goddamn it for some cigarettes or some shit. Who knows? Who knows? Granny used to be a pimp. Yes, Granny did. Y'all just don't know how pimpish Granny used to be. I was in 5th grade, if I remember correctly. And the teacher used to always watch me. And I didn't pay no attention to it. You know, Granny didn't pay no attention back then to that. I ain't even was looking at the goddamn print yet. I waited to 6th grade before I started looking at the print. Yeah. But I called myself because I heard my mama talking to one of her tricks. She was like, every time I turn around, you look at my ass. That's what she told the nigga. So Granny like, all right, every time I turn around, the teacher looking at something. What are you looking at? I'm only 5, baby. I'm only 5. If I knew back then what I know now, I would have fucked them earlier. I would have fucked them some of them. Got that whole teacher settlement. I ain't lying. I would have got paid then. Well, school had let out early one day. So what I done, I wore these little tight shorts to school. But mama didn't know I had them on because I snuck behind her ass while she was trying to trick with the principal. She didn't know I knew what it was, but I did a little bit. I didn't know much as I know now, but if I did, goddamn, I'd be a rich bitch. I'd be a rich hoe. But as a bell rung, and you know, I always get up first because I ain't learning a motherfucking thing because if it ain't tricking, it ain't me. Ooh, Granny got some tricks for your ass. I ain't going to get on today right now, but I stood up and I walked around in them little old bit ass shorts I had on. I mean, they showed everything. And I turned around. I didn't know I had my makeup mirror with me. See, Mama didn't know I had that either because I stole it from her bag, the one she was looking for last week. She thought Leroy had it. That's why she kicked his ass. She got that black eye. Ooh, that's another story. She better not find out. I may have me a motherfucking black eye. But, and I was looking in my mirror and I seen the motherfucking watching me. And I turned around with her. I said, no! What the fuck are you looking at? And all the kids turned around. He said, did you get your homework paper, baby? Did you get it? I said, no, nigga. And I'm making an A. So everybody else, I said, everybody leave. Leave. I was a big ass woman. Little girl. I said, y'all get your ass out of here. Let me talk to him real quick. They didn't understand. Hell, they still young minded. Hell, I got a mind of a goddamn 20-year-old at the age of 5. I didn't play no game. Granny didn't play. So I shut the motherfucking door. I said, look, you want some of this pussy? He said, excuse me, baby, what the hell are you doing? You. I said, do you want some of this pussy or not, nigga? Well, mind you, I got that A. And I was 6 years old driving a little old pencil. It was a rag-ass car, but he bought it. He didn't get none of this pussy because I was too young. He was that much respectable. Yeah, he was respectable that much. But his ass should have got killed because I'm looking at my ass. Even though it was nice at the age of 5, baby. Well, you ought to see me now at 63. Ooh, I'm a bad motherfucker. I am tough, y'all. Oh, Granny tough. Oh, hold on. Nigga, did I tell you to get out of here?
Bitch, I left my motherfucking cigarette in here.
I don't give a damn. Bitch, I'm talking about something that you don't even need to know about. Get the fuck out of here!
bitch. She got one more motherfucking time to talk to me like that.
Get your motherfucking ass out of here. You got 5 motherfuckers saying, nigga. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
What you gonna do, bitch? I'm sick and tired of you, bitch. I'll bring my bitch out and shoot you in your motherfucking face, ho.
You bring a gun, Bill? Nigga, you bring a gun? Oh, nigga. And you gonna put it on me, your wife?
Bitch, I'm divorcing you.
Hold on. Say that shit again. You said you're doing what?
I'm divorcing you.
Nigga, I can't talk to save his motherfucking life.
Bitch, I don't care, but you understand what I said. Bitch, I'm the boy, kid, ooh.
Nigga, who you calling? Ooh.
You, bitch.
You call me a motherfucking hoe. I am queen hoe. I am the hoe. And with your motherfucking retarded arm, I'm gonna take that motherfucker, I'm gonna slam it on the floor, and I'm gonna ride that motherfucker as I kick your motherfucking face in. Now, bitch, get out of here, bitch, because I knew you had the gun. That's why I ain't got no bullets in it, because I took them out and put them in my motherfucking gun. Now, get the fuck out of here, nigga, before I shoot you in your motherfucking ass. Get out of here. You done pissed me off. Pissed me off. That's why I've been cheating on you with Leroy off the street, bitch.
Ooh, bitch, I'm going to kill you. Wait till you get home, ho.
I'm already home. I'm at home, bitch. Just go there. You will see me, ho. All the pictures on the motherfucking wall is mine, bitch. I pay the bills with your motherfucking check.
Damn that bitch. Oh, I'm going to kill her first time I kiss that bitch with her eyes motherfucking closed.
What? What you say, nigga? Don't talk up on your voice. Get on out of here. Well, go on, nigga, go on. Get out of here. Get out of here, nigga. Bye. That's what I thought, nigga. Better leave. Don't be slamming no doors either, nigga. Got all green, all hot and boiling. I'm sweating the shit. And I'm supposed to be fucking a producer real soon. What I supposed to do about that? He ain't gonna buy me no goddamn me baby wipes to clean this shit out. I gotta do that shit myself. He don't buy me shit, y'all. But he always wanna talk shit to me. Like I ain't supposed to take that shit. No, I do not. I'm a good woman. I'd fuck him every motherfucking night if I could. He just can't handle the pussy, so I got to fuck every night. Lord, help me. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me get this man away from me. Oh, Lord, I need you, baby. I need you right here. I'm falling real fast. I'm falling, Lord, I'm falling. I'm about to kill this man. I'm about to shoot him. I'm about to shoot him right in his ass. Right in his ass. Lord, you better have him gone when I get home. You better have him all packed up and gone. Oh, boy. Oh, Granny got crunk. I'm hot. I'm hot. Who, y'all? Hold on, y'all. Somebody at the door. Who is it? That's you, Billy. I'm going to kill you, nigga. Don't come in the studio. Huh? Okay. I'm sorry. How you doing? No, I'm not going to open the door, baby, because Granny, I swear I want to look pretty when I see you, okay? Here I come, Mr. Producer. Okay, you got your wife with you, because I want to fuck her, too. All righty. What's going on now? Get finna produce this motherfucking show. I got something to do. I got to make money, too, nigga. You want to give me all your money? All right, then, bye. Oh, shit, I love that type of shit. Oh, he's short. About 5'2". About 198 pounds. Yeah, the nigga big, he fat. But the nigga pocket fat, too. That's all I care about. My granny don't really care about money, y'all. Money never really got me nowhere. I mean, no motherfucking well. God damn it, because I like to do 2 things. I like to fuck and I like to suck. I'm just fucking with y'all, but granny like to do 2 motherfucking things. Granny like to fuck, and granny like to eat. I'm talking about food, y'all. Not none of that good stuff. Not the shit that babies come out of. Nah, I don't want none of that. Nah, not today. I hope he brung his motherfucking wife, because I'm going to fuck the shit out of her, too. She didn't know I brung the tall tree.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about Tall Tree in another episode now. Another episode. Not this one. Tall Tree is a bad mother of casting, man. Oh, boy, I wish y'all could see me now. I'm just moist and wet and everything. Thinking about that old producer, his little short, fat, plump ass, and his motherfucking wife with that tall, sexy, skinny, ugly. Ooh. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I tell y'all what, this is what I'm going to do. I'm finna cut this off right here. I'll come back to y'all. I'll join y'all here in a little bit, okay? Y'all be good now while I take this little old break right now. Because it ain't going to take me long. May not even take me 30 seconds. Because we're bad boy, granny, a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'll be back, y'all. Y'all wish Billy luck when I get home, please. It ain't going to take that long for me to go inside and do my thing, pull up my dress, and goddamn it, give him the best. Yep, bye.